Hello and welcome to IB Careers, Start Your Future Today, a student lab podcast exclusively available for Imperial College Business School students. I am your host, Adina Molnar, a recent business school graduate. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy the show. Today's episode, episode 9, is all about the assessment centers and how Imperial College Business School students can best prepare for them. Today, I have Megan Camacho helping me out from IB Careers. Megan has worked in recruitment and learning and development for 10 years, mostly in financial and professional services, with organizations such as Goldman Sachs, within Experienced Higher Technology, Lloyd's of London, the insurance market, not the bank, and KPMG, within the Risk Consulting graduate program. She is a qualified executive coach and has worked at Imperial for 18 months now. She really enjoys working with such a talented and diverse group of students. This is a quote from her. And her passion lies in career development and supporting the recruitment process. So hi, Megan. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Dina. Thanks so much for having me.
It's really exciting to have you here. So to start out, can you tell me about assessment centers?
Yeah, absolutely. So assessment centers really describe a day which encompasses a variety of activities where employers really want to find out more about your working styles, where you might fit within the team and within the company. They may focus on things like competency and behavioral questions, even things to do with cultural fit to find out what you know about their values. And the main emphasis is on the skills and experience that you can bring to the role and how you demonstrate those throughout the various activities on the day.
So it's a combination of interviews, essentially.
Yes, absolutely. Different type of interviews. So you would normally have things like a presentation, you would do a group activity, and then there will be usually an element of some one-to-one or even some panel interviews as well.
So what phase of the recruitment cycle students should expect to attend assessment centers, and what should students expect from them? Obviously, from what you said, it's a lot of different type of assessments, which
yeah.
is hence the name.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's really not just about you telling the interview or the interviewer what you can do. It's about showing them. So you're actually performing these actions, you know, within a group, within a presentation, within some kind of exercise. So this assessment center usually comes after some kind of online assessment, and you may have a phone interview or a first stage shorter interview as well. So it's usually around the second round.
Okay. And what's the usual format of an assessment center? You said it's a day or half a day. Mm-hmm. Is that the most common?
Yes, it is. Yeah, usually half a day to a full day is usually the most they would do.
Okay. And can you just briefly walk me through a day at the assessment center and what that would look like?
Yeah, so if it's a full day, they usually would have you arrive around 9 o'clock in the morning, and you usually go into some kind of group exercise or the presentation first. So they would give you some preparation time for those things. You may do some kind of group activity. If that's the case, there's usually some information that they present to you, so you'll be required to read through that to do some analysis of it. Putting together a presentation is usually a part of it as well, so they'll give you some kind of time frame. I would say also be ready to expect some surprises as well, because they love to interrupt you in the middle of the activity and present you with some new information that may suddenly change the group dynamics or change the information that you want to present.
Really simulating real life
yes,
work.
Absolutely. Yeah. So as I was saying, you know, this really gives them a chance to see you perform under pressure, you know, what your analytical skills are like, your communication skills, your leadership skills as well. All of those things they'll be looking at on the day.
So basically everything about you.
Yes.
I mean, it sounds like a lot of pressure, but at the end of the day, I think if you think about it, it's just you being yourself.
Yes.
And it's, in a way, it could even be easier than an interview, because you don't have to sell yourself as much. You're just solving problems, interacting with others, asking questions.
Yeah,
presenting.
Absolutely.
So it's all very... All the tasks are handleable, if that's
yeah.
the word.
Hopefully it should be. Yeah, I don't think it should be any big surprises, as long as you've done your research about what the role would entail. And don't be afraid to ask questions before you go to the assessment day. I think some students think that they can't, or they just forget to ask any details
yeah,
further.
For sure.
So, you know, whatever they get in the email, they just take that. And sometimes they come to us and they say, well, I don't really have a lot of information here. What do I do now? But we can't predict that either. So it really is okay to go back to the employer and say, you know, thank you for your message. Could I ask a few more questions or could I get a few more details? What would be expected on the day or is there anything I should prepare in advance? And they're usually quite happy to respond to that message and give you a few more details if things are vague.
Yeah, it's really good to be well informed. And I guess, as you said, they'd be happy to answer.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, you know, assessment centers can be quite expensive for companies as well. Usually, if you look at the estimated figures, it can be up to £3,000 per person per day for an assessment center. So these companies want to get value for money and return on their investment. So they're not inviting you in hopes that you fail. They're inviting you because they think you're one of the best candidates and they want to see you do well so that they can give you an offer.
That sounds quite encouraging.
Yeah, absolutely. Think about it positively.
Yeah. And what sectors or types of companies use assessment centers? Because I know not everyone does.
Yeah. And there are some, I would say, more of the smaller companies, maybe more like boutique and niche firms, tend to steer away from assessment centers because they are expensive and quite time consuming. Mm-hmm. So if they don't have a large recruitment team or an HR team, it can be difficult to manage. But if you're going for more of the larger, say, investment banks or consulting firms, even companies within FMCG, so, you know, Procter & Gamble, Unilever, Shell, BP within the energy sector, those types of companies will all have large structured programs and assessment centers as part of them.
So mostly the graduate schemes or most of the graduate
yes.
schemes and big firms will have it?
Yes, yeah. If you go for a graduate program, there's a very good chance you'll have an assessment center.
Yeah. And how are assessment centers different from just interviews? Because obviously they have an element of interviews in them.
Yeah, they do. So really it will be more of a interview with the business. So you can expect to see hiring managers or other people who are doing the more of the day-to-day role versus, say, an HR person or recruitment person that may usually look after the first stage of the interview, so that kind of pre-screening round. So in the assessment center, they will really dig more deeply into what you know about the company, what you understand about the role, what your expectations are, and really being able to demonstrate things like business knowledge and commercial awareness.
So it's more about you also getting to know the business and people who you'd potentially actually work with.
Yes, yes.
Than so just the HR and...
Exactly, yep. So expect to see some potential team members there and even possibly your boss.
Mm-hmm. That's very interesting. And I think it's also really good for students to see the types of coworkers they would have.
Yeah.
So as much as it's an opportunity for the recruiter to obviously assess the candidate,
yeah.
it's also the candidate's opportunity to get an insight into what it would be like to work there. Because often
Definitely.
During an interview, when you ask questions, it's hard to actually picture what your day would look like. But
yeah.
when you're in an assessment center, you see what type of problems they give you, and that reflects the work environment for sure.
Yes, I think that's a really good point. And I always like to remind students that it is a two-way process in recruitment and interviews. So just as much as they need to know that you're a good fit for their team, also consider, are they a good fit for you and for your values and what you're interested in?
Yeah, I think that's super important. Is there an etiquette for assessment center? So how students are expected to behave, or it can be tricky for some students to be in a group setting, you
mm-hmm.
know, there's always questions whether should I be the leader, should I always speak up, or should I just be quiet and let others speak? I know it can be really hard to balance.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you say is the etiquette like?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I definitely think it's important to speak up. I don't think you have to always be the leader, or if someone really feels uncomfortable being the first to speak up, I don't think that they should overly push themselves to do something that will make them awkward.
So just whatever you're comfortable with.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but I think it is important just to make sure that you do speak. And also, you don't always have to be the leader. You could be the person who volunteers to take the notes or to, you know, write things on the presentation board, or to just ask other people, what do you think? Would you agree with that? And so if you're even showing that you're including other people and that you value their opinions, that's a really good sign of leadership and communication as well.
Yeah, so speaking up isn't always the best or the only sign of leadership.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
think,
a really good point.
Yeah, I think too with the speaking up, be careful that you aren't aggressive or dominating in the conversation either. So, you know, some people think they always have to be the first, or they need to make sure they get every thought that they have out in the open. And sometimes a sign of a good leader is stepping back and being open to other people's opinions and, you know, listening to what everybody has to say and making sure they feel included.
Yeah, I've definitely been in situations where at assessment centers there was always that one person who always spoke up and didn't really give you space.
Right. Yeah, you don't want to be aggressive or too over the top.
Yeah. But I also sort of think it depends on the industry. So this is also something where you see your fit and how you behave in that industry setting.
That's a good point as well.
Yeah. So now that we know everything about assessment centers and what they are, how can students best prepare for them? Because obviously a lot of it is just being yourself, but there's certainly some level
Absolutely.
Of preparation.
Yeah, there's definitely quite a few things you can do to prepare. So there's lots of things on offer within the careers team. So if you are getting ready for an assessment center day, we do offer lots of different small group workshops. So things like presentation skills, assessment center activity, case study interviews, and all of those can be booked, you know, through our online system within small groups of 6 to 8 people. And then if you do get any interviews which are with specific companies, you can book one-to-one appointments as well with our team. So those are also arranged by sector. So depending on what sector you're in interviewing with, we will assign you to a consultant who specializes in that area. And then we also have lots of online resources as well. So if you're going for consulting, for example, you can access Wall Street Prep. Or if you're into finance interviews, you can access, Prep Lounge is for consulting, and Wall Street Prep is for finance. There's also things like the online, say, assessments, you know, aptitude tests and things like that, which we have. You can access Graduate First and Practice Aptitude Test as well through Simplicity.
So tests are an interesting point to bring up because that's also often part of an assessment center.
Yes.
So you have your online test that you already passed, and
right.
then there is often a similar or it can also be a different type of test that you have
absolutely.
To do on the day.
Yes.
Which is, I think, the most daunting task in assessment centers for a lot of students.
Yeah.
So you can, once you pass the online test, you can breathe a little bit, but you also have to
you also may have another bit left. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true. Sometimes they like to get you to take another one on the assessment day there in the interview room.
Yeah. That's quite intimidating.
Yeah. With those, it's really just, it's about practice, just practicing and training your brain to get used to those types of questions.
Yeah, that's true. It's all about practicing those. And then for the interview bits, obviously, we already had an episode on interviews, so hopefully students will have a better understanding of how to prepare for the for those. And presentations, as you said, this presentation skills trainings that the career services offer is really good. And it also allows students to practice within a small group and a group that they can be comfortable with, but also competitive to an extent that they can see what other people are capable of.
Yeah,
which
absolutely.
Is, I think, good to be aware of as you're going into an assessment center.
Mm-hmm.
So those are all really important. So is that, just connecting to the careers team and seeking out resources is the best way to prepare and the tests.
Yeah, like we said, it's all about the practice. So practicing the interviews, the online tests, and the other skills that they'll be assessing.
Okay, great. I think that is a lot for students to do already. So what comes after assessment centers? If obviously it always depends on the company, but what would you say in your experience, what usually comes after assessment centers?
So usually after the assessment center, you might get asked for a final round interview. And that's usually more with, say, a senior person. It could be like the head of the team or a managing director or a partner, depending on what industry you're going into. So that is really more around the cultural fit. So that's really what that last round will focus on, because they'll already have senior skills and abilities on the assessment day. So they should be quite clear about what you're capable of and what your potential is. And they really just want to have that last check to make sure you would fit into the team and into the company.
Great. We'll talk more about final round interviews in the next episode. So to wrap up, what are your top 3 tips for students to prepare?
Yeah, so I would say book a mock interview with the careers team, definitely. Also attend some small groups practice and make sure that you practice the online test as well.
Great. Thank you very much. I think that's a good way to wrap this episode up. And thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.